teach you that book. Said to a politician, "Let it sound good, and run up in the streets of what told you that good things are in the streets." I think there was the issue of the role's function and the responsibility. But then, of course, the challenge was that the Mosquito was not here last week, and that sort of raised our eyebrows. And so before I hand over to you, it would be to take us through the realities of this intervention. So there was the mistake at the end of this, which was pronouncing it correctly, not much, my apologies. And then there was Sam Jamie for that. But that is now the end. So the real issue with our understanding was that the principal administrator, I used the term just to accommodate my own logic in this particular argument, was that the principal administrator or main administrator was the PM of the right. Here's where we led the issue, which was to the president of the administrator. At that meeting and then subsequently what the committee requested that the attendance registers of meetings be supplied. So before I hand over to you, I want to present what has been given to us in relation to that. That on the meeting of the 19th of September 2017, Mr. Mansell was absent. On the meeting of the 22nd of March 2018, these are all the executive council meetings, Mr. Murphy was absent. On the meeting of the 2nd of August 2018, Mr. Murphy attended an apology. Of for the meeting of the 16th of August 2018. It doesn't appear on the register, nor is there any indication of that. He was present on the meeting on the 18th of October 2018. On the meeting of the 24th of October 2018, apologies. Meeting of the 6th of June 2019. There is no indication as to whether he was present or he was absent or an apology where he was supposed to sign his plan. On the meeting of the 14th of June 2019, absent. On the meeting of the 23rd of August 2019, no apology, absent. So far meeting last week, not here. So it's the same kind of work, boots on the ground. Because our own outlook is that these are the meetings which take the decisions, they process the issues. They are the engine room. And the streets are not there. Then I go to what I want to take in context. That when it comes to the assurances which are given by the auditor general, senior management provides limited or no assurance. Municipal manager provides limited or no assurance. Mayor provides limited or no assurance. assurance level number two, internal audit, limited on our assurance. Audit committee, limited on our assurance. Municipal council, limited on our assurance. MPEC provides some assurance. 14-15, disclaim the finding. 15-16, disclaim the finding. 16-17, disclaim the finding. And this is a municipality that has been under administration section 1391B in the effect of the 21st of April 2017. The annual financial statements for 2016-17 were submitted late for auditing, and the audit report was issued on 13 November 2018. The annual financial statements for 2017-2018 has not been submitted to date. So that's why we are here. This particular instance. I want to say to the benefit of those who are not here that the reason why we called this municipality and took an extraordinary step which was unprecedented by this panel was that the scandal at this time is 259. And one municipality said they are in ICU. That's not our view. All these municipalities without exception are in the water. And our work here is to ask the question, what kills the patient, who kills the patient? We look forward, we look backwards moving forward, we will do whatever right to get. So our intention is to take out the municipalities from the water into the ICU, to the general ward, and then have but it becomes difficult to prove it even when the intervention is hampered by what I have just built out now. So the end of the batch, it should be really given an opportunity, and then I'll go to colleagues, to take us through the dynamics of this intervention from the perspective of view. Welcome. Thank you for being here again. Like I said, we still have to determine who is responsible for the cost of this rerun. Because the taxpayer can't be paying for that. Right? It should be over to you.
Thanks, Chair. Let me first start by addressing the issue of the Economy District. The village council dissolved around the two administrators. It was actually based on the fact that the municipality never had a manager at the time. It was only the CFO who was then acting as a municipal manager. And our view was that this is contrary to what should be happening, because it is an intra-financial transaction. That must then happen, it then means the CFO becomes the referee at the same time, because remember, the accounting officer oversees the functioning of the manager in the municipality, gets the report in terms of the transactions that have been concluded, and now if the CFO is the CFO and at the same time becomes the AT, and it means we will not see transparency because you will then approve some of the financial transaction which he has to get approval from the accounting office. It is true, Chair, that Section 1391B says the administrator, one administrator. But because of those compounding problems, we then said, went to the Executive Council and said, let's try with Section 53 Paul says. Which then says, and that question is only applicable when you dissolve cancer, to be quite honest. And he said that because of these problems, we need to test a multidisciplinary team that will assist the municipality in dealing with these issues. And the other one will then assume the responsibility of an accounting officer. That's why the item that went to the executive council was saying, Mr. Nod is recommended to be the administrator, supported by Mr. McCarthy. That's what Mr. McCarthy, that's what that item was addressing. And our view was that let's also use part of the sections that I referred to, because that section says, but it's only when you dissolve consent chair, must be upfront with it. Section 34 of it says, once the council has been dissolved, section 35 then provides for what needs to happen. The MEC can appoint one or two administrators to run the affairs of the municipality. And based on the problems that we exist in that municipality, because we have had situations, I think the debt that the municipality has as we speak is more than half a billion, which debt brought by various factors. And in the main, our issue was the employee's pension funds have not been paid, the medical debt have not been paid. There are those employees who passed on, whose families could not pay them because the insurance policies have lapsed. There are those employees who, when they own shareholders, their medical aid has been exhausted because there are no funds that are coming in. And if you look at the other advice, it reflects that the money has been deducted, but the money has not been paid over. And we also, you know, show the respect that this president must question because it's fraught. And then the executive council then agreed with us that they will appoint Mr. Nodi as an administrator assisted by Mr. Makuri.
So you have no basis in law to appoint the second administrator because you have planned it.
That's correct. I will not deviate from that particular exercise because 139 does not give the MEC the powers to appoint more than one administrator, but it's only under dissolution. But given the practicality and circumstances of the ground, we had to appoint. And remember, in the process, we hope to SUP, we hope also to the minister to give all those underlying factors why we want to.
I don't think you should decide the provision that you cite. Is it 53 or 55?
35.
You should not anchor it in that because that's not applicable. It's another arrangement that you have, which is got no basis. So I think
that's correct.
You have to clear the word there because if you try and spend the time to give it in the decision that you wish to have, that's why we're here. Because then especially with the committee wanted to clarify who was ultimately then responsible.
Mr. Nodi was the one responsible.
And so the extent to which was on accounting has not been said because he's been not in attendance. Are you satisfied as Coctor about the manner in which things place themselves out at that municipality? Post your intervention?
We are not checked, we are not satisfied. We have been receiving the reports which we are attending to. The issue of the availability of the administrator check, I do not actually know last week what was the problem, but after receiving the report from the team that was there, then I called the administrator to say, you will make arrangement, let's go to Cape Town because you were supposed to be part. I don't know why you were not invited or you were not informed about the city.
a trend. If the records of the municipalities before us are able to go back. And that's what triggered our so can we come back to you actually, because the issue is the powers and responsibilities. The administrator, but within assist. What functions and responsibilities were assigned to the administrator, assistant administrator?
The assistant administrator, if I put it that way, was to be responsible to deal with the issues of administration and ensure working together with Ms. Lutz, the appointment of senior managers in the municipality. That's how it actually happened.
So you became a player in the referee in a process which didn't even hit?
Well, remember, Chair, the posts were advertised and he accordingly applied.
In a process that he was?
No.
If you are saying he was there for the purpose of filling the senior management post, the best beneficial was himself. I'm trying to separate individual guys so that we understand the space. So some colleagues will be coming up just level the same thing. So in your assessment, if you're saying you are not happy with that, which aspects are you not happy? During the study, are you happy with the functionality of the administration?
Chair, I can say on the record that I'm not happy and I'm not convinced, because what has been happening, there's quite a lot of problems that happened in that municipality after there was a period of about 8 months where employees were on strike, and it delayed quite a lot of things that was supposed to happen. And with the report that we also around the performance of the administrator. We also went to the city to say, look, these are the calls that we are receiving from the administration of the ministry to say they don't get necessary support from the administrator. And then I went to the city and said, look, if it's best that we terminate the contract, then I wrote a letter of notice to say, look, if these are the issues that are happening, then it means you cannot continue your contract.
I think when you referred to those colleagues, why this issue of the two administrators is a problem is that the terms of reference of the administrator, once explained in the introduction, when you see them there, the power vested unto in terms of section 1391, hereby appoint both the Northeast and the Senatorial Court as administrators, both, and here under gives the following terms of reference. There's no diminution of. So, Mandy, who are we holding accountable? I have gone through this trying to find where it separates the law from the white, and I'm not finding it because both were appointed. There's no. So, not even the sections that you are fighting on, the undertaking functions referred to that are any relevant. As we've said, that so both of them are appointed. So who is the administrator in terms of section 139?
Look, Chair, in terms of section 139, Mr. Nunes is the administrator. That's why I said the item that we're in council was simply saying Mr. Nunes is assisted by Mr. Matuli.
No, but that was incorrect. that honestly, they do not make any reference to the system. It says, I would have understood if it was saying, and Mr. Nossi as the administrator assisted by Panonimo, says, hereby appoint both and gives both of them power. So, they both undertake all of the executive function, they both represent the municipality and so on. That's enough. It goes to the prior arrangement of the two interim administrators. You can sit here and take the heat as HOD, but you are in your other role as administrator is not here. That's the problem with this arrangement.
Chair, I agree that the arrangement is supported. It's not compliant with the provision of Section 139. But like I said, we prepared an item for the Executive Council, and the Executive Council resolved, and we had to sit down with them and identify.
They resolved wrong. Let's put that especially on it. It was a wrong. You can't hide behind that. It was a wrong decision. And if they acted on your guidance and your advice, you advised them wrongly. That's the issue. Because what it triggered was the contestation of territory between the two administrators because they both had the power. And to put it bluntly, what it set into motion was to find the one administrator between the two who was more cooperative than the other. Ms. Martin, we will come to you. Don't worry. We will let me just so that go through here because now you are appointed. Want to deal with those who appointed you first, and then you can explain your attendance record, which is not pleasant at all. And on the basis of what the HOP is saying, I hope you'll have time in mind in the meantime that the department did not have a single response. Right, Mr. Sonia?
No, not sure.
I can assist you free of charge. The letter here, which was written on the 3rd of May, which sought to separate only on the basis of signatures in terms of financial, I take it on the financial account. That sets the other different with the other. Are you aware of that?
I am aware of
that. I am aware of that.
Chair, you, as one was actually explaining this case, there has been no separation. But I'm aware of that.
What about you?
That letter was actually clarifying the rules in terms of functions of who has to be charged of the municipal account. And who has to actually report to council on the financial transactions.
What does that mean?
Look, sir, like I said at the beginning, when the report does not help the managers, you then develop any strategy to try and, you know, arrest the situation. That's what basically you are trying to do.
So that not mean the accounting officer has been differentiated among the two.
Who's a different judge?
Come
on,
why are you saying that?
Sir, like I was saying, when I was trying to explain,
I
find that
the one is even more. I guess the judge is a level, so I see what you think, but the issue is the official appointment of terms of reference, which calls, I see that, but not on you. And then later on, they are now trying to pay the finer to make this thing work. Because one, it's got no basis in law at all. That's the first thing that we can do. In terms of reference themselves, are in conflict with the law cited which that sets into motion a domino effect, because there's going to be a continuous clash at every point of responsibility. So then now there's an issue of the signature. Alright, let's deal with that now. Oh, there's this letter that you are citing. Then another issue will come up, because from the word go, I think that's why it will be difficult. I see your pro bono intervention. It's good, but it collapsed because the legal basis. Right, let's interrogate this particular one, or maybe let me hand over to the administrator. Is that administrator? Administrator one.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me also thank this August House for affording me this opportunity to answer why I was unavailable last week. I have a chronic condition to which I did send a letter to this August House to say that I was unable to come because I think that Chairperson, in terms of what we had in terms of the absence in terms of meetings, I think in terms of the 16th of August, if you can the page there, our president, I did sign there's where I signed there. On the 16th of August, you said our first president, but if you can the page. Chairperson, I think that in terms of what has to happen as administrator and as elucidated by the National Treasurer, I want to read what it says here. The Municipal Council must exercise all the executive obligations, decisions through the administrator, including calling of municipal council meetings. Now, Chairperson, to me, it conveys a simple message that says that anything that has to happen in terms of the meetings of council, even of any sitting of any committees, before that agenda can be drafted, it must come to me as the administrator, so that I rectify the decision, so that I'm able, as the administrator, to concur or disapprove some of the things that are to go to council. That's what that sentence says to me. Now, second feature, it simply means again that if meetings are to take place, it means I must be informed. Because that on its own, it will mean that if I'm not informed and the meetings are seated, it means those meetings should not have seated, because I was not there. Nothing came into my table to discuss those meetings. So anything that happened besides that, it means it was not approved by the administrator. Thank you.
So you are... Then who... I want to go to the reaction, if I can tell you that. I want you to my answer. Right. So there's the meeting of the 19th of September, right? Was that called by you?
No.
I was absent from it. Okay. I'm imagining that if you didn't call it, you wasn't calling.
Chairperson, I think, let me from the outset bring to this house attention. The fact that I was not present at the meeting does not say that I was not at work.
Right? 19th of September, not called by you, right?
Yes, sir.
On the 23rd of March 2018, you were absent. Was that called by you? Right. 2nd of August 2018, there's an apology. And that one called by you? The 2nd of August. Your name appears as number 19 on the second page of that day.
Okay. Yes, I see. Yes, sir.
Can you speak into the mic? You can keep it on as you interact, right? Alright. So was that one called by you?
I was informed of the meeting, so I tendered my apology, Chairperson.
Was it called by you?
No, it does not call me.
Then, right, on the 16th of August, you signed the paper, and as you said, you are present. I think I read that you may have just not heard me, but it's fine, you correct it in the record. So you were present on the 16th of August, was that called by you?
If I was present, Chairperson, it means I had agreed to the meeting.
Who called it?
Chairperson, perhaps, let me, I see where the chairperson is going to. No, I was saying that perhaps the usage of words could not promote what I wanted to say. In other words, what I wanted to say was to say that if the meeting is called and then I did not condone it, that is why I said here I was present because I had condoned it.
Then the 18th of October, you were present, was that condoned? October 2018, 18 October? You were a number 4 in that chapter.
Yes, Chairperson.
Right. 24th of October 2018, you're in a college.
Yes, I was absent.
Because you did not condone or identify with drug smugglers. Why are you asking for detention?
I'm sorry, can
you... Why are you asking?
Chairperson, like I said...
I'm just statistics which means just from this one, so that you can capture it correctly. Is it?
I was absent, Chairperson.
Why? Why were you absent from the meeting? I've noted that you said you would. You could be have been at work by watching the meeting.
Yes, Chairperson, like I said, I was not mentioned by some of the meetings here.
I
was not
mentioned about this one.
Yes, please, you can be here, Chairperson.
Right.
When I did not, the way the law is not.
Then the final meeting of the 23rd of August, no apology, upset.
Like I said to the Chairperson, I was present, I know that I was present in the at work when the meeting took place, but I was not in the first opening. I was present at work.
National Culture. The problem that was outlined in terms of protocol meetings for them. Okay, colleagues, can you bring it home?
I'm going to ask my two colleagues here.
Okay.
Based on the federal government intervention program that has been
created. I can just finalize this so you can do the right thing in our country, right?
Yes, taking the executive council
the things that should have gone to that place have gone to that place.
Of course, we have no problem to see information, including the agenda. The agenda also comes from a committee.
Who signs off on the agenda?
The maybe one statement that I should make, which I first have used.
Can I just attract you temporarily for the sequence? Mm-hmm. Then I'll come to you. I get your agitation.
Just as what I've said is that there's a schedule of meetings, everybody will be aware of those meetings. And if there was a committee on NIF that we meet, the director of corporate services and the chairperson of NIF, the politician, they will communicate at those dates and sign off the minutes.
In most cases, I'm trying to locate in that whole process you outlined. I'm not hearing you touching on administrator. You are operating on administrator. I'm trying to follow your chain, arriving at administrator.
Chapter 1 of the team is that there would have been a calendar of meetings, but when the agenda goes out, it's the web of officials. National Compton also clarified that the issue of the roles has been discussed with the committee called the technical steering committee.
So these officials are operating under the administrator?
I have.
Are they operating under the administrator?
No. We stay in the ambit of the administrator.
What I'm saying is that the administrator is on the record table saying they are not mentioned any of this that you are citing that, and I'm not hearing you touching him in the conveyor. Have you ever presented anything to the administrator and he has declined it or turned it down?
There are items that would go to a dispenser, like the items that are being approved. And it's only lately that the administrator would not even attend meetings, despite the fact that he has received the invitation.
He is supposed to receive the invitation or sanction. That's why I want you to unlock that one. Mm-hmm. Is he being invited or he is inviting or he is part of the process of inviting? Who is inviting?
Chairperson, and like I said, there would have been already meetings that are set up in terms of the calendar. And the administration is taking an overall role, but he is not physically putting up the agenda that this and this will happen.
Like he is invited.
Pardon?
He is invited, he is not invited.
The administrator, the mayor, the speaker, they are taking the responsibility of the oversight. Ideally, it should be the municipal manager who does it.
All right.
But in the
supposed to who did you delegate it to?
That's the best to meet you from Council, because Council is not that disestablished. It will be the speaker who send out the agenda to everyone. And the director of corporate services who have spoken to the speaker. Speaker, you remember on a certain date, Council
may I request that we put our phones on the side?
Chairperson, I want to start from Council meetings at ESCO and then start from how we operate the session. For example, for Council meetings to take place, the speaker has to be agreeable to the agenda. And the agenda already would have been other items are emanating from different committees.
So when they are emanating, who are they going to?
No, did he make this? Did he make this enough?
He is asking for me to make it. The schedule of meeting. We meet, we present a draft program that goes to the house chairperson responsible for committees. And then he signs off on that. And then if we anticipate that we will meet during the house sitting, we need to have a special permission as we saw last week, we apply, which our meetings will run into the times of the house. Then the house chairperson either agree or disagree. I mean, I'm trying to illustrate the conveyor belt, which ultimately from here it goes to where? So I'm saying, your conveyor, where does it go? Who's defined, who's the authority? I'm going to come to you now. Chairperson,
let's start with the council. The person who signs council's agenda going out will be the speaker. And in this case, actually, he's the speaker of council, because the council is not dissolved. Meetings of escort, the mayor signs them off. And the meetings of the committees will also get signed off by the chairpersons of those committees. A chairperson of finance.
Just on that, man. What's the implication of item 2.3 in terms of reference, where it says the administrator will undertake all statutory executive functions of the mayor? What's the implication of that? Does it still say the mayor can continue?
No, that's the ideal, but now under administration, every time the administrator is supposed to be part of those, you know?
Costa, please just apply your mind to this narrative so that you can assist us to rule about the community, whether what we've been told to be this one. Fine, Honorable Hunter, first off with that.
I think you partly covered me, but I also wanted to say that if there were meetings called without the knowledge of the administrator, I don't think that also has taken away the responsibility to inform that meeting not to continue and to indicate to that particular meeting that if they continue their doing so outside the prescribed as per the terms of reference. So I wanted to get a clarity. Why would he allow a meeting to continue without exercising his authority as per the terms of reference?
Administrator responds to that.
Because he said at the time, at the time he was present and decided not to attend. But I'm saying that he has been irresponsible to allow something that is uncoordinated as per the terms of reference to continue.
Chairperson, I want to say from the outset that there are certain letters that let me just give an example. When we became the administrator, there was a meeting that took place at Connelly, to which I wrote a letter to declare that we did not permit. To other meetings I did, that's why I was sitting here, Chairperson, to look at the directives that I did write. So in other words, in terms of not exercising the responsibility of informing, could be that at other meetings I did, but others I did not do. But suffice it to say that I did at other meetings inform the council that these meetings are not valid because I did not function. That is why I am able to quote one example of a meeting that took place at Connelly.
So you
the breakdown of the ones where you indicated and the ones that you didn't. We'll determine when we will make those submissions.
So in essence, what I'm gathering is meetings that were conducted, some of them were in defiance of the instruction, and the matter was brought into the attention of the council not to proceed with those meetings. And you can be able to produce evidence of that. And there was nothing in response to your instruction. They just went ahead and conducted the meeting without having a tendency to respond why they are proceeding with that. Having noted your instruction. So you have not received anything in response.
I'm asking a better response to that.
Chairperson, I think it could not be as accurate as that, because one would go to an extent to say that even if you have informed people, there are many instances where you inform people that the things are not correct, but we feel that people think that you are not their administrator. That is why the question that we is asked is it cannot be correctly answered, because If I say that the meeting should not take place, I could not have quoted what the National Congress says about the administrator. Thank you, Chair.
Right. Then I'm going to start the panel of the heads of
the chairperson. We have received that is giving us a picture of the state of the the authority to convene executive meetings has been delegated to him by the MEC in this circumstance. Why is it then difficult for him to respond to questions about the responsibility that he has been given? Secondly, why is he ducking this? He says that he has the authority to condone his presence. Now that the meeting has been convened without permission, what is the good thing? That is the administration.
That's a response to that.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I want to put it this way. I think one issue that one could concede to is the fact that one wanted to put a human face in terms of running of answer. And one would concede that that has been a detriment to being an administrator, because one wanted to put a face on that, a human face on that. And that has not worked. One could proceed today to say that that did not work, because one wanted a style of management that would be able to make people work to working together.
Can I ask you this? Which meeting have you convened? Have you convened
any meeting? There were meetings the MM said that when we were together as administrator, we decided some of the meetings that were to be sanctioned by us as an administrator.
After he became
MM,
what happened?
No, there are, even if I cannot recall, Chairperson, where he would come to me and then we would sign the agenda.
So the healthy meeting that you have called?
Yes, Chairperson. Yes,
which ones? Because I'm not being there's one or two. Yeah, okay, it's fine. I'm coming this way to go for that now, but you will close it for us when I come this way.
The other one, Chair, is to the end. In the municipal environment, you issue a notice with the agenda, and that notice why is it difficult for you to respond to this question? Why is it difficult? Why are you thinking about the process procedure?
who could build the meetings?
That said, without the knowledge of the administration.
I think the MM will have to answer that one in one part, but the administrator must tell us that these meetings again attend to who, where was he getting the invitation from, and who speaks which I was attending to them. Start with the administrator and then we'll come to the MM.
I did not hear it very
well. You are saying that these meetings said, I'm building on that question, they said without your contribution, that's the way that your knowledge, they said without your knowledge. How were you informed of those meetings? Who signed the invitation? Who was invited?
Not just what I said is that there would be an agenda that would come in, we'll sit down and then discuss the agenda, and then therefore that meeting would be sanctioned.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think that's all for the listening to the responses that we are getting. And this is a reminder that not so long ago during our COPTA meeting, COPTA National was giving us a report of the intervention that they had done. And on that report, they were telling us about the challenges and successful stories. And Makulu was part of the successful stories. I wonder if this is what they call successful stories. I just want to check, number one, does the municipality understand the role of administrator? Were they informed when they were put under Section 139? What was going to be their new roles and responsibilities? Number two, on the administrator. I need to check, how much is the administrator being remunerated monthly? And what is it for? Because I don't understand that if we are given a responsibility and you realize that you are being undermined on your responsibility, you do write a letter to the people who are undermining you. Did the administrator escalate the matter to COPTA? If so, what was the role of COPTA on that? The last one on COPTA. Does COPTA monitor portals on their appointed administrator?
No.
Thank you.
Monthly meeting. That's where you get to report on your challenges and successes and come up with mitigation factors. Has those meetings taken place and have you in those meetings reported on your challenges and encountered and what were the mitigating factors?
Alright, let's get responses to that, please. But of course, the question of understanding is a problem because there are certain with an intervention which was Provincial Cocktail, the issue of the monthly meeting with the team and then on remuneration.
I can confirm that. Look, like I said, when we were dealing with Nazina, when the approval for intervention is actually given, it's always indicated that there will be a political steering committee and a technical steering committee. Most of the technical steering committee meetings are taking place. We are convened by National COPTA, we also convene. I said Advocate Terry is the one who's chairing most of the technical steering committees. They are really sitting chairperson. We get the problem. I started from the basis around the platform that I personally attended today. We also established a small committee that will look into the problems that were actually brought to our attention. And I then clarified the roles to both the administrator and the senior management of the municipality. And I remember our previous MEC also had an engagement with the mayor around how the operations should actually be carried forward. That is a
critical
question.
Then are you satisfied with the responses given by the MM? Or not, or are you aware of the interpretation, put it this way, of what the administrator is saying so far as reaching this country? Because they can't both be right.
Chair, it is correct. In those engagements that the minister and the administrator, one, we agree that there will have to be a schedule of meetings put in the calendar. But before.
The MM is right.
Yes, there will be a schedule of meetings. Let me just finish check so that you get the context. There will be a schedule of meetings. But when the agenda before it is issued out, there has to be a discussion between the administrator and the administration. There are those issues that are not delegated, as I said, in terms of the Section 139 intervention. And these are the issues like passing of the budget. When you've got to pass the budget, it's the responsibility of the council. It's not one of the things that falls under Section 129. The bylaws and other related matters, those are the legislative responsibility of the council.
Go to the ESCOs which are reading. Who called the ESCOs?
The ESCO, look, it depends on their setting rules and all of that. Generally, the ESCO are approved, the ESCOs are approved by the mayor.
But in terms of 139?
Yes, in consultation with the administrator.
But in terms of reference,
yes, they are approved by the mayor in consultation with the administrator. That's what I was saying.
on a point of equity, there's a dragging and diving here. Even if the legislative authority of passing the budget lies with the council, but the person that was authorized such a meeting is an administrator.
Mm.
An administrator must initiate a process where council will see and approve such powers that are prescribed within the law. So it does not relieve him or her of his duties to make sure that those meetings are convened.
Okay, can I
think because now they're using that as an excuse of not following procedures.
In terms of reference, the administrator will undertake all statutory executive functions of the mayor. I think that's the operative word.
Chair, I agree. What has happened is that the setting rules and order will then say, under normal circumstances, where it's going to be a motion, it will be the responsibility of the mayor to put the executive. But because the terms of reference say also that the administrator must be consulted when such meetings are called. The administrator must be content for such meetings to take place.
And that is another
Not been there. Please find that in the terms of reference. That must be consulted, because what I see here is that must undertake all statutory executive functions. I've not seen that. What should I say? I'll look at it. There's a hand for an intervention. Just please introduce yourself.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Moses Moreno. I'm the Chief Director at Free State Provincial Treasury. I was the administrator at Mahoro when it was brought in terms of Section 1395, where there was no cut. I was also the administrator at Pandijapu, which was placed under Section 1391B. So perhaps I can whenever there is a need for a meeting, because the terms of reference is very clear that now that Exxon or the province has intervened in the municipality because of, among other reasons, the municipality's failure to execute executive obligations and financial matters, it is now the province that takes over and the province appoints its ex-client, who is now the administrator. So the powers and functions, the executive powers and functions of council and the mayor are with the administrator. So there can't be a council meeting if that meeting is not ratified by the administrator. In the case that happens, normally in my case, I'll have a meeting with the country officer who brings the administrative item, and then I'll have a meeting with the speaker. Then I'll then write a letter and say, we have agreed this meeting is correct items, but we need to prepare which items are executive in nature, which one are legislative. We have agreed that council must be convened in the proper constituted council meeting. And that letter of mine goes along with the notice that is signed by the speaker.
So if you're coming down, Mr. Colleague, should we be brief now? I think we have we are here in the woods quite well.
Bring it home?
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I think we are, and I think we all agree with regards to the complete confusion. I think it goes back to the two administrators that were appointed to hold that are confused to a large extent. But my question specifically is in regards to that and to the administrator. Did the undermining of yourself as an administrator only start after the appointment of the MM, or was it before that appointment? And then secondly to you as well, what of your terms of the terms of reference, and it's a condition of the minister, is that you should monthly report to the MEC and to the ITDC. Are you doing that? And if you are doing that, because I heard the HOD say they are meeting most of the time, was the comment by most of the time, which is not very reassuring. But are you reporting on a monthly basis? And if you are you including in your report the fact that this is currently happening in terms of meetings? Because Chairperson, what is worrying is this actually, in effect, those meetings that are taking place are then illegitimate and illegal, and the decisions that are taking place there are also illegal. And then COCTA must take note thereof, and it's quite worrying that provincial COCTA hasn't taken note thereof and intervened. And I would like to hear from the HMD as well, because if there's monthly reports, why is this not picked up? Why is there no intervention in terms thereof? Because this is a malfunction. Then there's illegitimate decisions and something is completely wrong again. And then lastly, Chairperson, it goes further than meetings. If this is happening, one of the terms of reference is obviously that you have to ratify as administrator all decisions of the municipal manager. Are you doing that? Are all decisions that are taken ratified by yourself as administrator?
Mr. Inoti is here and can confirm that I have personally had an engagement with him where we were clarifying some of the issues, and I said as long as we don't get the reports as the way we're supposed to get the reports, then we will have a problem, because sometimes we are not privy to certain things that happen in municipalities. And ever since that intervention, Chair, there have been those reports coming. But previously there were no reports coming, and that's when I engaged him to say, you need to provide us with a report. Other than attending this steering committee meeting, there will have to be your own reports as per the regulations that you submit to us, which will give us an insight of what's happening in the meeting, because we cannot rely only on the municipal side of things to give us the reports.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to put on record and see if we see that when we were working together as administrators, nothing of this sort was happening between us. In other words, what I'm saying is after that there was an appointment of an MM, then these things emanated at the two is that the question asked is in terms of ratification. No way of whatever taking place that I did not sanction did I ever ratify.
Okay, the meeting
council meetings and the ordinance meetings. Only two. We only attend two meetings. So, that one. This is the attendance of the special council meetings. I have two sets. I don't know. I have the. In the municipal manager, we only attend two of the special council meetings and the ordinary council meetings. According to this one, but I think the mayor is going to help for the second one. So, yeah, I assume that the EXCO meeting was on the progress of the intervention. I don't know, but I try to understand what was the urgency and the agenda of all those meetings. Thank you, Chair.
Can just track in numbers don't have that and I don't have it either. You know how that happened? All right, can we get a response? Because the other... Yeah, can we get a response?
Of your availability in this policy. and why are you not reporting the tokens you are encountering with the co-opter? Looking at the audit files, audit and general files, it seems that if I look at them, the administration is not able to do that.
Chairperson, I think that even the auditor general could confirm that some of the meetings that he did hold at Kukubea would be present. In other words, what I'm seeing, Chairperson, is that even if a snapshot survey could be done at Mapube's institution to verify whether I'm always at the municipality. I don't want to talk for myself, but I want to say, even if a snapshot can be done, to verify what I'm saying, I'll be ready for that.
No, but I think to answer the question, are you at work?
Yes, Chairperson. In other words, I'm glad to say that.
Okay. Verify it, make sure.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson.
Then Mr. Mayor will come to you. Don't worry, you can get an opportunity. It's okay.
So just to what I did indicate, Chair, if you recall, that indeed at the beginning there were problems in terms of the report. But after my intervention, sitting down with the administrator and the entire management, there was an improvement in terms of providing those reports.
Maybe we have to need to ask what caused the problems? What caused the non-submission of problems? What was in your investigation? What was determined to
look, Chairperson, to be quite honest with you, I think there was a matter between the power issues. That was a problem and we cannot hide it.
Mm-hmm.
And as this then happened, that is why then MC, Mr. Fawad, suggested a committee, which small committee, which must actually fix issues relating to the power issues. The municipal manager and most of this is happened after they appointed and the administrator, which I personally had to come in, you know, mend the applications and say this is how we move forward. Both of you must have to begin to work.
I think that the job still needs to continue because I don't think it's been resolved. Right, Honorable Lewis?
The municipality is in dire dysfunction, and it's important that we establish this whole question of meeting what you call 2015. The critical issue is who's meeting the municipality, and is it being fixed? But to get back to the meeting, from in the just all I've got is the EXCO meeting. In 17 months, from March 2018 to September 2019, 15 months, nearly 11 months, when no meeting, EXCO meeting was held at all. Not called by the administrator, not called by the mayor, called by no one. And I say, that's why I opened my remarks saying, who's fixing? If a municipality is functioning even ordinarily without problems, EXCO would mean probably twice a month, or at least once. Here we have a municipality in total dysfunction, and for 11 out of 15 months doesn't have any support by either the administrator or the mayor. It will be illegal anyway, so the decisions they take, we can challenge them. It's about fixing the municipality, Mr. Chairman. That's what it's about. It's not really about who should or shouldn't call meetings, although that's important from a legal point of view. But for the people living in this municipality, they want to see things working. And apparently, that's not the case. So, Mr. Chairman, I don't have anything to add. There's a lot being said about who should and shouldn't call meetings, who's attended meetings, who hasn't attended meetings, all important issues. But the crisis is service delivery and something.
Honourable Scott.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I don't think there's a municipality that ends. The big problem is the HOD himself and Cochrane. Because if he's saying here that he intervened in terms of reports from the administrator and afterwards it improved, were you aware, HOD, that meetings after things went out, the administrator being involved throughout all the time for the number of meetings that have set? And secondly, Chair, the administrator was being paid for nothing and the HOD was away. There is no way that the administrator says that I was in my office, I was at work, doing what? And also, if Mr. Nosi was given the signatory of the municipal accounts to be approved, were you, administrator, doing that function of putting your signature to any of the accounts? If you were, was such a broken relationship between you and the MM after he became the MM when previously the two of you were the administrators? Because surely the breakdown came after the one jumpship that became the MM. In all that happening, were you doing any administrative work that you were supposed to do? Or were you getting paid for nothing under the watch of Compton? And when the HOD says that he met with you in terms of cautioning you on reports, which reports were those in any case? Because the letters you are saying you were writing in refusing or writing to say that council meetings that were sitting, whether special or not, whether urgent or not, were not being sanctioned by yourself. And you were not getting any responses to those letters. Was the HOD aware that after every council meeting you were writing letters and those letters were not being responded to by anyone? And in any case, according to the schedule of meetings, according to the MM continued, because the MM is very sketchy when the chairperson is asking him, in terms of, in the absence of you as the administrator agreeing to the council meetings, everything else the MM was counting, the support staff, the everything, which led to the chairperson asking a direct question to the MM that, is it the staff that called meetings? Because the MM could not answer the direct question. Now I am asking MM, in the absence of meetings not being agreed to, or you have not been agreed on an agenda, you continued to call urgent special meetings because of the strike. And how did it go with those council meetings? And what resolutions were those council meetings taking? And because they were not being approved together with you and the administrator. And also MM, as the municipal manager, you on your own now, excluding that there's a thin line between you and the administrator, what did you do in your capacity as the MM to do an intervention through the same HOD because seemingly HOD was meeting with the administrator to assist him. But all of you knew in the municipality the enemy in the system is the administrator. In lay English, he was sabotaging the administrator. Whether he agrees to a meeting or not, you continue. And all this you do in the interest of service delivery. All this that you are doing. Because if there is no human relationship, like there has not been there, because in everything that you have been responding to, none of you have admitted that it has been irregular and unauthorized activities in your municipalities. None of you have admitted to that. In your responses, one of the members have highlighted that when you are responding to the chair, you are not giving us even a plan to say what recovery plan is going to be there. Before the recovery plan, have you done any investigations? Are the people who have been found to do any wrongdoing? After that, what do you do? How are you going to recover? Instead, HOD, you must please not be a lawyer and defender of people who are doing wrong. Because then you are also doing wrong. Because your oversight as a municipality comes to zero when all these things come to light. Because just now when a question was asked, the way you jumped, I actually made a note that HOD, you must not be a lawyer and a defender of wrong things. Because these wrong things that you are doing is the expense of community. Because immediately a question was asked, you were quick to jump to say that you assisted the administrator by talking to him about reports. But initially when you were talking, you were not talking about these things. What are you guys hiding and wanting to defend at the expense of what? Because the chairperson said that you guys are in the mortuary. To assist yourself, you must talk things that make sense to this meeting and to this house. And every time people are talking, there's English that you'll keep on using, all of you, to set things straight, to set the record straight. Let me put it to you. If you're like talking some English, I'm noting your English. You say it's jargon. You are speaking jargon. Let me put it to you. Let me set it straight. You guys have never in your answer said yes or no. Never. Not one of you has said yes or no in this meeting. Even when the answer is direct, yes or no, you do not answer. At least the administrator was asked, did the relationship break down when one of the administrators applied to the MM? And he said yes. At least that was the first yes that I'm hearing. But other than that, Anina story, Anina Ngaba, Kuhumyama Stwembe Nkau.
Thank you again, Chairperson. I think the question directed to me is in terms of signatory to the account of the municipality, if I'm correct. Let me ask you to say that I had been given power to be a signatory to that account. But I want to assure this House that as of now, that power is not there. There is no, I'm so Chairperson. Yes, Chairperson. That power is not there. I think Chairperson, if you please, you know, I always like to say that the power is not. It's not. I don't have that power. The power is with the MM and the CFO. Let me, in order to give a broader perspective on this, chairperson, what happened previously is that we had an account with ABSA. The narrative behind that was that due to the heat of execution that was taking time by the sheriff, in August the 8th this year, 40 million entered into the account of the municipality. In other words, it's a double share. But I think on that same day, that money went to another account. Now, why I'm relating this story, Chairperson, is because I was not part and parcel of those happenings there. Now, why why I'm saying this also, Chairperson, is because there was even a case to the High Court. And I was made a link up to that. Because I did not participate in anything what happened to that account. Why it was open, I don't know. But when the court said, in terms of those who were, they said I'm part and parcel of the person who asked me to that. So that is why I'm saying also that I did not have the citing power to the account. Thank you, Chairman.
Question again, the colleagues, is that we do not want a situation of self-defense here, and to prop each other up over the other. I think I'm a caution against that one. It's not to be an issue.
Thank you, gentlemen. The first issue of the record is that there have been meetings that have been organized by both the Commission and the National Quota in terms of the order application. So while I'm standing, I know what the role of an administrator, I respect that, and I know what the role of the council is. And council has also taken resolutions on that in terms of the awareness. And also confirm that I would know of any meeting that takes place in the institution, whether I attend it or not, I'll be informed or copied. So that's all that means. So the issues around the current plan, issues around the designation, around personal management, the issues that we're prepared to call on to be to this committee. Some of them have also been said. I also want to give a record that the meeting that the administrator had objections on is a meeting that he referred to as a meeting that took place in Cornelia. And he wrote a letter to that effect to the speaker that meeting must not have place because he has not been informed. I think it was as a result of what he had seen on the agenda. And the following council, it was made clear by the administrator that the meeting was not sanctioned by him. So Council, I think, understood that there was not going to be any resolution in respect of that meeting. That's one meeting that he had problems with. The second meeting that the administrator had problems with, it was a meeting that was one of the special council meetings where there was going to be a report on the stability of the municipality, and also on the agenda, it was also about where council expressed unhappiness in terms of attendance of administrator to certain issues. You know? And there's a report on that as well in the announcements. And some of the issues that have been raised. When there were issues of the critical management taken, and the administrator would write a letter to say that the people have been suspended, he would write letters to them to say that they must come back to work because they have not been informed. There's no decision the major decision that has been taken with that council being informed about this and those have been approved. I've made a point in that one that it's only two meetings that the administrator had objections on. The second one was because he was cited as a person that had problems around his behavior and how his meeting difficult for his management to take place. So, but other meetings that the state had not made on and I think it's on record. So that becomes the issue of signatures. Signatures have also come up with a mission as to who is the signatures in relation to ATSA, which is the administrator, MM, and the CFO. As the administrator correctly mentioned, that at some stage, we've been having a sheriff who I think has not been doing things in a proper way. And we've had a lot of litigation. And also in this account of ATSA in Gulf. And we took it to council to say, since there are issues with the ATSA account, can we have a different open secondary account? We also informed the national treasury, the national counter, provincial, and provincial treasury, and so it's something that was done about board, you know?
You see, and here's the challenge, which I think just in this meeting, what we have not clarified properly, this is part of the report, is that validity in relation to all these issues you are citing, because it then calls into question the validity and legality of the decision taken by the state. So in the absence of that clarification, once we may accept now what you are saying, bear in mind that we are still of that impact. We are still at that fundamental issue that we have not been resolved. At the expense of everything else, of course, including partnering with this system. But I just want you to flag that where we're coming from. Because the dispute is major. So far as this meeting is concerned. Can you ask that?
The issue about, so I'm saying, council resolved on those issues, what we have in terms of spending and all that. And also we have a challenge, chapter 2, that three signatures, if one of the persons is not available, and most of the time it will be that the state is not available to have to sign. Therefore, it will be between the elders and the CFO under the guidance of the resolution that has been raised by the council. So the issue about court and all that, I think the issue that arose as a result of third party interventions of the federal funds, that there was a resolution, a court order on 2015. The court order on 2015 that the policy must pay an amount of 60 million and nothing happens until the matter was sent to court. And there was an attachment of the 21st million on to the account. So the opposing party was saying that they realized that the money was transferred into another account and the administrator, the MM, and the director of corporate services should come to the court how that came about. You know? So it's a matter that I think you ventilated and it's something that our official counselors and counselors are aware of. There's nothing untoward. And the administrator was cited on the administrator of the administration. So it was not thrown under the bus. And this is a field that you know, all
Thanks, Chair. I just want to indicate that in a number of areas I considered where I should concede, Chair. I've never been defensive, and you know it would be a mistake for me to defend some people when I then put my right over the line. Quite a number of things were said here. Some I have compelled, and I have also considered to the procedure. Here I'm aware, these are things that are not trying to affect. We're going to pick up the problem in Mafube. Everything was going smooth, that's why it was that support by court. Yes, indeed, the road became sort of bumpy. Of course, in terms of what was said now after the appointment of the municipal minister. But I've had series of meetings, not only with that minister, series of meetings jointly with the staff. I think I had four engagements, if I'm correct. At some point, because in terms of the problem, I'm not supposed to even ask the mayor to be part of the meeting. I had to ask the mayor, as political head of the institution, to say, for us to be able to achieve what we need to achieve, we've got to work together, and this is the way initiatives like this team, we should actually work together. And some of the frustrations have also been brought to my attention, and that's why I also had engagement one-on-one with the administrator. And on those specific areas that were cited, I said I have then seen an improvement, unless maybe there's another evidence that is brought to the contrast. But let me explain this, Chair, and I'm sure it will ask it in future for other interventions to come. I'm saying this because I can see the honourable member who was part of the portfolio committee in the previous administration, because they had also come in and assisted the department. Because when you intervene, more often than not, Chair, there's always a resistance. There was a resistance after Mafikilinyana. They came in and talked to all the councillors around how they should accept the intervention, because it's not like the police in there, but it's another form of assistance and support. The same happened at Ramaphimbe. They also came and said, this is what they even gave us a recommendation that said, look, Proctor must develop a workshop for all municipalities after they have intervened so that people should know and understand exactly how the intervention actually worked. On all the problems of Mafube, we have, as the department, suggested even to them to say, look, the way you have so many litigations, the municipality is actually insolvent. The best possible way we're in such a thing was that let's implement section 152 of the Municipal Finance Management Act so that you stay in litigation for a period of 3 months and then try to recover. But the other risky part of that provision is that once you don't bring a solution within that 3 months, then it means any litigant might bring back the same issues we're trying to invoice, and now more harshly because they will be in a lot of interest. So we said before we can then even finalize that particular letter and go to the executive council and request permission to execute that particular provision of the MFMA, let's look at the plans that must develop to address all these challenges within 3 months. And last week the municipality said, look, we've identified the following areas which will then bring a lot of satisfaction. So the last thing, there's a contract in that municipality, which is actually creating several problems. The electricity supply contract, the rural maintenance contract. That contract does not conform to the provision of the MFMA. It's a 30-year contract. The MFMA tells you according, if we enter 25, okay, I'm sure that's correct, it's 25-year contract. The MFMA provides very clear that you cannot commit the municipality financially with something that goes beyond the term of the current administration or the administration when the contract is actually signed. But those are some of the things that actually happened. And the municipality now does not have a revenue base because the all the money of the municipality and give them something like 230,000 per month. When the municipality generates millions, but it's not realizing those millions. What is having a problem where the contract oversight is not consistent with the principle of law, where it says you only accept to take the assets, but you don't take the assets. There's no such a thing. But that contract in such a manner that this company takes the assets of the municipality, but it does not take the element. They don't have the...
What action are you taking on that contract? What action are you taking?
Look, we're really with provincial traders. It's a difficult one the way it has been crafted. Was said by the people who are there. I think the only way, it's part of what I said, we will have to implement Section 152 of the Constitution and go to court and say, look, the only way we will have to bail out the municipality is to have this contract nullified by the court.
Cause of action.
Yes, Chair. I must admit, there have been no similar challenges at the municipality, but we're working hard to ensure that the municipality can be on its feet again. But with this litigation and any suggestions with the municipality, it will always be a problem. We have spent, the Auditor General is here, we have spent a lot of money to this municipality. We even paid the audit fees, you know, on behalf of these municipalities. So I hear sometimes others will say there's no direct support that we get from court. And these are the things that I want to indicate, Chair. When we appoint a service provider to go and assist the municipality, in terms of the quality assurance exercise, we expect the municipality to certify that the work has been done for people. And in all these things that were said, the municipality has certified that the work has been done.
I'll come to you. I just want to preface my close of this. They will cause our most critical case. They will cause our most critical case. I think as part of the roadmap, HOD, I think within the next 7 days, to convene a meeting to go back to basics about roles, powers, functions, and responsibilities of every role player. Because the municipality is going ahead with this work as if it's not under administration. That is the fundamental reality that is before us. It's as if, and that is actually confirmed by a report of instability in Mafumo local municipality, which is dated the 17th, not dated, but nonetheless, it speaks to the unrest and where the issue is. The recommendation number one from Mafube, they say, given the above and the following are the recommendations to the HOD for the municipality to be in a position to function properly. The first thing they say, that the administrator be recalled and the management of Mafube municipality be given full power to manage the municipality. I can assure you, HOD, we certainly here will not agree. There will be no abrupt pulling out of this intervention. So if we were ever thinking of on that phase, on what we have just, besides the audit outcomes, which are terrible to say the very least. Even that is an understatement. It's bad. So I'm not even sure what basis the municipality would suggest that the administrator be recalled, that because in effect what they are saying here is that the 139 intervention should be lifted. It will not happen. So certainly do not agree to that one. That recommendation just doesn't apply. That's the first issue. So within 7 days, HOD and Rebecca report of that meeting, please. We'll start counting tomorrow, so that we deal with these issues. COPTA National, we request that you institute an investigation into the validity of all these meetings that are taking place because they are a part of conservation. So we clarify it once and for all. Each meeting, the due process is followed for each time, so that we don't have that headache to deal with. Because what we want to get at is the issues raised by the AG, but we are unable to do so stage. Because the report HOD, I'm sure you have been as you received yourself. The administrator says he isn't awake. The report says the administrator has not taken any leadership role in the municipality and stays away from work to extend the period. That's the report that has been sent to court. And so that needs to be I think we will make further comments on this report that you receive, but on the surface of it. The attendance of the MM and the administrator and council meeting right here along the helicopter, I'm sure if you don't have this, we'll hand it to you. On the 28th of August 2018, the administrator and the MM are both not there. 24th of October 2018, both of them submission and apology. These are special council meetings, by the way. The operative word is special. So it can take precedence and drive it over all that. Right? On the 13th of December, we're both present. 4th of January 2019, we're both not there. 15th March 2019, both not there. 29 March 2019, both not there. 6 September 2019, both not there. So, and this is just basic. You know, my son always asked me, what do you do at work? And so I said, I don't know. So everybody must calendar what they have been paid for. Special council meeting. So COPTA, please have a thorough look at all of this. Because at the heart of it is the collapse of working relationships. Because we must admit the working relationship has collapsed. And what COPTA province must not do is to take a fight before it has looked at all these issues correctly. They are married to the frustrations of the administrator, they are married to the concerns of the municipality. So that whatever decision you take is informed by that due process of investigation. We have called you here for the purposes of the audit outcomes. We have not had the opportunity to tell you that. We will convene before the end of the year to finalize that. But what we do want is the monthly report on all the matters that the AG has raised, the areas of qualification, the action steps being taken to respond to all those issues, so that we can track whether there's progress before we meet again. On the issues of all the questionable contracts, both at Mahfouz and Mina, if they may arise, that we receive a report as part of this report, what action has been taken and in that regard. We would like the date as to when we are taking the administrator of Mina to Mina so that we can begin our own tracking processes there, and so that those issues
because on the in the terms of reference, why I'm happy on the thing of meeting is that it reads among the secondary incidental mandates to the administrator. A Roman numeral 2 says that the administrator must revise council standing rules and orders and roles and responsibilities of office bearers, including those of the municipal manager and other senior officials, to ensure good governance and legality of all municipal council meetings. So you need to understand whether this exercise was done, and if not, why not? Because the administrator must understand you are under administration. That needs to sink in with all due respect that you are under administration. So it's not business as usual. You've received disclaimers, you've not submitted financials. It's not business as usual at all. So we really, really take a very dim view to this contestation, which is unnecessary, because our expectation is that everybody must be doing something positive and meaningful without trying to pull the rug under the feet of the other for the sake of the citizens. Think relevant to me. At the heart of it all, there's people's lives here which have been done a huge disservice because of the pursuit of some so-called political correctness at leadership level. So we hope that those issues will be looked at, and then we will, I'm sure the portfolio on COPTAN has indicated that we will take on some of these issues. We will pay you a visit ourselves, and oversight is very much due to the municipality. A working visit, by the way, we're not there for the 90, because that won't help. I really think that colleagues, can we set into motion that process as part of clearing the woods? Mm. And I do want to say, colleagues, that it is something we must consider, that of the 12 municipalities that have appeared before us, our biggest headache has been the first one, which is specific. But generally, there are a number of issues which speak to a failure of sorts to not adhere to the law, which creates a breeding ground for corruption. Some of the responses that we have been given have been called into question by the people that have been cited. So I think that because we meet with the SIU tomorrow on the matters of the SABC, it may be an opportune moment that we refer all these disparities to investigation by the a whole lot, all of them, so that we can clear the way. Because in the absence of consequences, this is going to become a norm. I know that it's an unprecedented step that we call the disparities here, but I think the hindsight is the best time to can say we did the right thing. Because we have highlighted the extent to which there are problems in the municipality. So I reflect that to say, can we reflect on that proposal so that we can interact with the SIU properly tomorrow and move forward on this matter. And then this is absolutely the end. I want to give the mayor.
Yes.
And then
okay. On the signature to the finance.
On the signature.
I don't think it's correct to any one of the two amongst the three. I think the correct move is to administrator and any one of the two between the CFO and the municipal manager. They are under administration. Therefore, administrator must be key and any one of the two amongst them, not the other way.
Correct. I think it should deserve a look at that particular dimension of correcting that arrangement between the euphemistic, that particular arrangement, so that we can conclude on that. Right, Honorable Mayor?
speak to those who are accountable in terms of the house, but who want to give an opportunity to make your reflection.
Well, thank you, Chairperson. Good afternoon, honorable members.
Let me first, honorable chair, pass some of the members to you and the members of the political community minister. And also thank our provincial departments, Conga and Treasury, for supporting us here. And I must mention all the MPs are of a good support to us. Although Chairperson, I wanted to come in during the discussion, but the Chairperson will give us the way forward. On the issue of the administrators, what we are seeing is that our appeal to the provincial government was that our current administrator is not assisting us. Last week I mentioned that if the program fails to keep us under Section 139 until 2021, we welcome that. But give us a person who will assist us in these problems that we are having. Because everything is happening, secretary government is collapsing in front of the administrator. Hence we have decided as a country to stay home, but they can't watch and look while people are elected us. Why can't we call the council meeting and sit and take decisions? Because the administrator is doing nothing. We are here, all of us, Chairperson, being elected by our constituents. They are expecting results. And we welcome the introduction of Section 139. We say that is good for us. But currently, with the current administrator, it is definitely not assisting us at all. You are here during the discussion and we're discussing here. You'll make your own conclusion. But you're also correct that when Cooper is doing that, must not take sides. But you are living there. The current administrator is not assisting us. So our appeal is that give us an experienced administrator who will assist us, because sharing is attaching everything, bank account, is taking our property, but the administrator is there, he's doing nothing. So we can't also ask from our side watching why the municipality is collapsing under the administrator of our own government. Section 139 is our own hand, but in no way you can say you don't Section 139. Because we're there to assist us. So that's our position. Without advancing this in front of the administrator in here, he's only short there. He's not assisting the municipality. Therefore, from our side, we can't just wait and see and watch the municipality collapsing right in front of our eyes. And then we said, no, let us convene the council meetings. Workers are on strike for 8 months. No service delivered. Nothing. Sheriff is attaching everything. Administrator is there, doing nothing. So if the community can just understand that, we are not saying we don't want Section 139. We want to be there, we want to be assisted. But if the Section 139 is there, give us a person who assists us with the problems that we are hearing there. That's what they're saying to our folk. I think it was a package. We even wrote a letter to the MEC to say, MEC, please assist us, because the current administrator is not assisting us. So if the committee decided to recommend that we keep this administrator, then we must know we are going to experience these problems forever. Because the administrator is the former council, and I don't think that there's clear experience to can assist us in these challenges that we are having today. Thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor, we are certainly not making that recommendation. We are calling for due process. COPTA affects the administrator, because the mayor is on record. What he has said now is to us. That's why I was surprised when I saw that report, because the issue is not the intervention. That's what we understood to be last week, but that report says something else, and that is the purpose. So we would like, I'm sure colleagues will be a fair request that provincial contract, this is your administrator, whom you must assess,
interact with the mayor, interact with council, interact with the administrator, and then come back to us within 21 days, to be fair, because of the urgency of it, so we know the details of the administrator. If you confirm him, let us know that. If you are taking a decision, otherwise, let us know that. Because, as I say, we want to create a conducive environment for the residents to fulfill the mandate. The mandate to serve the people. That's all we want. We've got no friends in Mafube, we've got no enemies in Mafube. We come in there blind. We don't know. We deal with the facts that we present themselves and as the reality is extreme. So, National Culture, I hope that there will be an appreciation for sorting out the implementation processes of our team. I think it's a perennial entity. Whatever we explain is manifesting. So, colleagues, I think we touched on that note. AG, thank you very much. Yes.
Chair, I was saying the procedure around the report of the performance of the National State and the investigation we're conducting, we need to send it to the Executive Council. I will provide a report to the MEC who must then facilitate that process. I'm saying because in the previous one, why we had this deficiency in Macedonia, it was because the Executive Council is not seen. So what I want to request, if you can give us an official that will interact with, in an event we experience challenges around the convening and the seating of the Executive Council.
The Ben Khalil is here, the people who come in is over there, that will be taking an exchange. All we want is a progress report on this matter. So the matters are not to explain that the consequences of whatever communication is through. So that is fine.
Related to the fact that we are not endorsing the withdrawal of the intervention.
No. So, no, I think the point we're doing is we seated here and not in accordance with the report that you received, the recommendation one says pull the administrator and restore the law. We are saying administration. The intervention remains. You will decide who the administrator is, whether you are keeping the current one or not. That is your baby to feed. We will accept that and hold whoever they are accountable and ensure that the expressed wishes of the man, which are all our aspirations, are realized. We're not playing the ball. The man is playing the ball. But in the event that the man is the ball, they will play the man. So that remains on the change. So, AG, thank you very much. Provincial Treasurer, thank you. The head.
Thank you, sir. I want to thank
you. Yes, thank you. Introduce yourself.
I'm a
yes, continue. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.